Hello, and welcome back to the Open Books Podcast. We have missed you all so freaking much. It's been so long since we've been able to sit down and catch up. Colby, how are you?
I'm doing well, out of breath. I move like 2 inches, I'm out of breath.
No, literally.
I'm doing very well, and yes, it's been so long, there's much to be said.
There's so much to be said, so many changes. Well, let's jump into good news. What you got?
For me, my good news is that all has been going well with my new job. I love working from home. It's such a treat, I must say.
I imagine it is.
Sorry to the people who work, you know.
I'm sorry if you have to like go somewhere to work.
Sorry for the general population. No, I'm just kidding.
Gen pop.
I'm just kidding. Okay, it definitely comes with its struggles because I have Leo, the baby, at home with me. And he's like crying. He just wants to be held. And I'm like on the phone. I'm like, so sorry. My kid is homesick today. Like, I'm just saying random things.
Yeah. It's so nice to like be home with him though.
It is. It's so nice to be home with him. Like, I get to put him to sleep. I get to be there when he wakes up from his nap. Like, that's so hard about like daycare. It's because you don't get to be like, I thought about that the whole time Leo was in daycare. I'm like, wow, like I wonder if he's waking up parched and thirsty, or like, are they going to give him his drink right away? Like, I know obviously daycare, like most kids have to go to daycare. Like, mm-hmm. It's such a privilege. So what's your good news?
My good news
is big changes
is something that I've just been keeping a secret for
literally
so long.
In your pocket.
In my pocket. I am pregnant. And it feels so good to finally say it and put it out there. Yeah. I am going to be 12 weeks.
That's crazy.
So I'm almost into my second trimester.
So fast.
I feel like it flew by. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we announced today to the pub.
To the general population.
And the amount of like love and support that mm-hmm. we've received, I was so overwhelmed with emotions. I was just like sitting on my couch crying. And then Josh shared a post and like wrote the most like heartfelt, sentimental, like I felt like I was reading his journal. So I sobbed at that.
I wanted to tell you that his post, what is he? Like a poet or something. He was so well written.
Well, I was like, wait.
He had like a little like rhyme and rhythm to his words. They were also meaningful.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Almost wish I had it to read it. Like it was so, he just really like captured what you guys went through and like the joy of like being pregnant.
Like he did such a, like he really did capture that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's something that I struggled with, but I was like, how does one construct a social media announcement.
Yeah, for something so deep and personal and like important to you.
Right. And it was like, I think another reason I got so emotional, or we both got so emotional, is because it in a sense is another milestone. Mm-hmm. That like,
you're right.
Will you ever get like, you know, and we'll talk about this one day, mm-hmm. but I think like when conceiving doesn't come as easy mm-hmm. to some people, you know, it is like one of those things. It's like, gosh, will that ever be me? Will we ever get to do that? So just like all good vibes right now.
Yeah.
So
like, yeah. Will I ever get to make a post? Like, yeah. And you did. Like, and you so, got to make a post.
Right. And so it's just been a lot of like, thank you, God. Yes. You know, and everybody's just been like, all of our friends and family have been insanely supportive. Mm-hmm. So I could cry talking about it.
I know.
It really does like, it's just so crazy. It's surreal, but it's the best news we've ever received in our life. So
it is the best. There's nothing in the world like being a parent, like being a mother.
I'm so excited.
You are going to be the most amazing mother. Like you are just going to enter this new phase of life that like you only understand when you're a mom. But like the second you become pregnant, like you get it.
Well,
obviously
I feel different.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Physically, I feel different.
I do have questions for you.
But it's like mentally, I'm already like thinking differently.
Yeah. Because your whole perspective on the world.
Everything is changing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's like, dang, like what, 6 months? Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to have a baby here?
That's nuts.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah. Like, of course, life changes. Like, you're going to, you know, have to adjust to waking up at night, to, mm-hmm. you know, having a whole other being to be responsible for. But it really does make everything else just seem so small.
Like, so small.
You know that Carrie Underwood song? Sometimes that mountain you've been climbing is just a grain of sand. All right, let me just finish the lyrics. What you've been out there searching for forever is in your hands.
That's
when you
it.
Figure out love is all that matters after all, it makes everything else seem so small.
Yeah.
Just us. You,
I mean, like, honestly, I couldn't have said it better.
Thanks, Carrie Underwood.
Thank you, Carrie.
We're like,
I'm like really fighting to not cry.
I know.
It's just like, it's just so beautiful.
I know.
And it's something that I'm like, I've always dreamed of this moment and now it's really here.
Yeah.
And just like saying it, I think I might have said this already, but I'm just like, it's just so like, oh, now I can just like talk about it because it's something God. I've just been dying to talk to everyone about.
12 weeks is a long time to not, you know, to not say anything, but it's all you could think about. You're pregnant. Like, it's so different in your life and you just have to like pretend like nothing's going on.
Exactly. Like, I feel like it's probably all in my head, but I feel like I've been having like awkward encounters with people.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally
sure.
like, hi, I want to tell you I'm pregnant.
Yeah, definitely.
Hi, I am like very emotional right now. I want to tell you I'm pregnant, but
yeah. Or you're like,
I can't.
Yeah. Or you've been in situations where everyone's drinking and you're like, I'm just not drinking right now.
My gosh. And it's so hard, especially being in New Orleans. Like,
right.
It's where we live. Like, it is a huge part of like our culture.
For
like,
sure.
We drink with everything.
Yeah.
So
any little minor occasion, we're drinking.
So like January, I was like, oh, it's dry January.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was an easy way out.
That worked because a lot of people were like, yeah, New Year's resolutions. Like, I get it, girl.
Yeah.
And then...
Good
February,
for you.
It started to get a little harder. And then March, I was like, okay.
I'm ready to explode.
Yeah. Like the mocktails. Like mm-hmm. we went to a brunch and I was ordering mocktails. And mm-hmm. I know people were like, sis.
What's going on?
Why? And like, maybe I just didn't want alcohol. But no.
Right. They're like, it's you can't fool us.
But I will tell you, a virgin Bloody Mary.
It's delicious.
Has been so delicious.
Yeah, justice for the mocktails. Like, mocktails are pretty good.
Which, honestly.
I've tasted a few of yours. They've been pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're, like, super sugary, so I still have to, like, watch. I can't just, like,
right.
binge the mocktails. But thankfully, a lot of people have been hopping on this mocktail train.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of restaurants. That's so they true. Have, like, a mocktail menu. So they still have, like, a cute little name. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
They respect pregnant mothers.
Yeah. Put us on the map.
Right.
But I'm excited because now I get to talk about like mom things.
Yes. Yes. I feel like we will hopefully do a whole episode like on your journey.
Yes. It's been a journey for sure.
Yes. And I think a lot of people would resonate, relate, appreciate to hear your story. And because mm-hmm. so many people go through what you went through.
Yeah. It's a lot more common, mm-hmm. I think, than is talked about.
For sure.
But I would love to even like open it up for if any women have questions or men.
Definitely.
Because it's... Yeah. Universal.
And you think about yourself too, when you were going through it, you actively searched and looked for answers in mm-hmm. other people. Like, you talked to other people who went through similar
Absolutely.
Experiences. Like, it's very encouraging to hear other people's stories.
Oh, for sure. Like JC mm-hmm. from wow.
What we said.
Thank you. Almost. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
Pregnancy Brains. It's a thing.
I love her content because she was very open about mm-hmm. infertility.
And it's a very brave thing to do.
Yeah, especially like with the amount of followers that she has. So I can only imagine like she's actually talked about like some of the disgusting comments that she's gotten, which I'm like, how
so bizarre.
Could you even say that to someone?
Internet trolls are seriously unwell.
I know. I'm just like, I can't, but I do
okay.
think it's something that people will
For
relate
sure.
to. So,
100%.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on from the pregnancy, I do want to know, like, how are you feeling physically? Like, what are you got going on symptom-wise?
Currently, symptom-wise, I have been, like, interestingly enough, sleeping has been getting mm-hmm. a little rough for me. It's like I can't get comfortable
yeah.
when sleeping. A little nauseous, not as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
But like real physically, like my lower back and like my hips are starting to ache, like a pain that obviously I've never felt before.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, so I guess it's like my hips like expanding.
It definitely is.
I just never, I mean, I guess it is like not too soon.
No.
Like 12 weeks. Like
you got things happening.
They got to start moving.
Yeah.
So
they got to get birthing ready.
I keep burping too, which is like, okay.
Well, do you
Yum.
Have like heartburn, like indigestion? That was like something so bad for me.
I do. Not often, but I do get it.
Mm-hmm. It happened for me like later.
Really?
In pregnancy.
Yeah. So, but I did have morning sickness, but I would get it at night. So I guess it wasn't really morning sickness.
Yeah,
but
just
it would hit me at night. And then I had to stop taking baths because like sitting in the bathtub, I was like, whoa. I'm
feeling a little dizzy.
I'm a little dizzy. So yes. Had to cut that.
Used to happen to me too. Or like showers too long. I'd get out the water. Like everything and would go white.
Like, yes. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Super
to me.
Weird.
I was like, and then immediately, you know, you're like,
yeah,
did I do something wrong? Yeah. Like, is everything okay?
Yeah. Cause that's a whole nother thing we could talk about in pregnancy. Like, oh, did I do something wrong? Is everything okay? I'm spiraling. Like, intrusive thoughts on overload when you're pregnant.
Oh my gosh. Physically. So it's just like aches and pains.
Yeah.
Right. And like some nausea.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first, like, I don't know, like 8 to 10 weeks. I was like,
at everything.
Yeah. And then it's my vitamins. Ew, I could gag right now. Think about them.
Oh, I can imagine like big Hortz pills. You're trying to like get them down.
Don't edit that out.
Oh my God. This is real life. Like you, just a smell, just a thought of something when you're pregnant.
It's the prenatals that do it for me.
Where's the toilet? Like, where is the toilet?
It's the prenatals.
Oh yeah.
For me. They're really bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You're still taking them? I was so bad at that.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, I'm like a freak about it because I'm like,
yeah,
I need to take them.
Yeah. I twitch. I need to do everything.
I have to. Like, well, if I don't have them, I'm like, where's my prenatals?
You're like, like tweaking for the prenatals.
Yeah. But I feel like today I had such a good day.
Yeah.
Such a good day.
Well, and it's so ebbs and flows when you're pregnant. You have amazing days and you're like, I'm growing life. I'm bearing a
literally
child. And then other days you're like, literally get away from me before I actually kill you. I'm a beast.
No, like I feel, no, I don't feel bad. Like
no.
You, Brooke and Millie, I'm like,
yeah,
pregnancy is my entire personality now. Like yeah. I don't know how to talk about anything else. And I'm like, you know what? As I should.
As I should, you should.
Literally, I need to embrace this. Like, I think it's just the most beautiful journey that any woman can embark on. And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm here. I am so glad that I got that out there and
you're
that we
pregnant.
Can like talk about it.
Yes. Oh my God. Updates.
So pregnancy content.
Coming your way.
Coming your way.
MILFs. Coming your fucking way.
MILFs unite.
MILFs
like,
unite.
I'm joining the club.
This is MILFs University over here.
Wait, I'm kind of obsessed. So cute with for merch.
MILF University. Are
MILF
you kidding
University.
Me?
MILF University.
With like a little book. With like a little like skinny girl sitting on a book. Like MILF University with like a bottle in her hand.
Oh,
so
my God,
new brand?
Wait,
is
on a little crew neck?
Yeah, that's
Are you
perfect.
Kidding me?
It's perfect. We have a weekly report. There's so much to talk about. It's been like 2 weeks since we've done like a weekly report episode because we did our fabulous Kate and Laura episode. We did the teacher.
So also so good.
So amazing.
We've been pumping out like quality content.
Yes, yes. And thank y'all so much for like reading along, following along. We have been picking like fire books, this last book that we read. So if you haven't read that one, read it because we'll be doing the episode soon.
Yes,
The Drowning,
Drowning Woman.
So let's do Wiggle Report, R-E-P-O-R-T, all that shit. R for reading. Well, we did just mention that we're reading The Drowning Woman for book club. So read that one.
Very good, too.
So I've read two other books. What
okay,
have
I'm
you
excited.
Read?
I read... Okay, so I read two in the middle of one. And then I like... I don't know. I guess I want your opinion if I DNF this book or if I didn't.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
So so I read two books, Brother and Tampa.
Okay.
I forgot to get the author's names. I know Tampa is Alyssa Nutting. Can't forget that one. Brother, I can't remember the name, Anaya or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't write it down in my notes either.
Okay, so both of these books are definitely, I thought Brother was the most disturbing book I had ever read. And then I picked up Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely just... I want to talk about this phase that I'm in with reading because I'm like, am I okay? I have to
like,
read.
Do we need help?
Do we need help? I can't help it. I'm actively seeking out these twisted and disturbing books because it's like I'm challenging myself at this point. I'm like, how far can I go? Everything.
How far is too far?
How far is too far? Know. Once you start read or almost like even watching TV, it's like you get desensitized and like things just, I'm like, this is fiction. It doesn't even matter. It's
absolutely.
Just so silly. I'm like, sure. People in this thriller group that we're in, which I absolutely love.
Me too. Oh my gosh.
There's so many amazing.
If you're here from that thriller group, hey.
Heart, love you so
we
much.
We love you.
Psychological thriller lovers. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
So many great recommendations and people are like, y'all, you haven't read Disturbing until you've read this book. So I'm like, bet. I'll be the judge of that.
Tampa or Brother?
Both. Brother. Okay. So that's why I read Brother.
Okay.
And yes, it was like everything you could think of. Cannibalism. Incest.
Mm-hmm.
Murder. Rape. torture. And I was like, torture. And I was like, okay, word. That was pretty terrible. So then I seen Tampa and I was like, let me pick this one up. Now, this one I do think is probably the worst book I've ever read just because the subject matter is so disgusting and vile.
It is.
So detailed. But I hate to say, like, I liked it. So, you know, Pages of Books, our friend.
Yeah. Shout out Pages of Books.
Shout out Pages of Books. Hey, girl. She, like, messaged on Instagram and was like, I read this too. I hated it, but I loved it. Gave it 4 stars because it felt wrong to give 5. And, like, I feel that because subject matter is so gross.
Mm-hmm. And you had sent me an article and I was like, okay, now I'm understanding why this book was written.
Right.
And it was like very much like a means to like shed light on.
Definitely.
You know, that like young boys can be victims.
Yes.
Of this.
I think that this conversation is going to come back full circle when we talk about the TV reset on recap on Quiet on Set.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel the same way. Once I realized that this book was written, Tampa's written about based off of a true story about a teacher in Florida who was 24 and had sex with a 14-year-old student. I watched like videos of her. Her name was, I don't remember her name.
Debbie LaFave.
LaFave or something like that. Disgusting person. This was like back in 2004. And I watched like an old interview of her with Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. And she's giving exactly what the narrator in the book like personifies of just like completely mentally ill, warped, thinks she did no wrong. Like you could tell this woman is like, yeah. Matt Lauer was like, did you like think that, you know, he was going to tell? And she was like, I mean, obviously not because I did it. It's like, huh? Girl,
what are you doing? It's just like, I feel, and again, I like this will come back when we talk about Quiet on Set, mm-hmm. but it's so in our faces now.
Yeah.
That I'm like,
what's going on?
Who else did this happen to? So I read 2 books. These were absolutely by no means the most disturbing books I've ever read. Mm-hmm. I was definitely in like a, I want to kick my feet and giggle and like love life because I just needed something light.
Yeah.
So I read Remarkably Bright Creatures, and that was with the main character. He was an octopus and his name was Marcellus.
Oh, this is the octopus book.
Yes.
Okay.
And it really was so sweet and like heartwarming, but it definitely like explored grief and loss, and I don't know, I was very attached to Marcellus.
I love that
he was a wonderful character, but you got to have it like he was like, you know, in an aquarium and you had his inner dialogue from first person.
That's so amazing.
So if you're looking for something just like, I'm not saying it was like the happiest book, but it was just an interesting read.
It's a feel-good book, and there's something up with octopus that there's something up with octopus.
There is something up with them. Partly feel like they could be aliens.
Me too.
There's something there.
There's something in the water.
They're very smart creatures.
Yeah, and they're super adaptive. How do they do that?
Yeah.
What are they? I did watch My Octopus Teacher.
I didn't.
You have to watch it. This movie literally, in the moment, changed my life because I'm like, wow, there's so much more to like life than we even could possibly imagine. Like this octopus literally had like an emotional attachment to this man. I really do believe it. They were like connected at the soul, and you like saw the octopus evolve, grow to trust him, look for him.
I so believe in that, like that soul connection, trust. And then I read Say You Swear by Megan Brandy. So I went into this book definitely, again, looking for like a light read, little romance, which is like, what? She wants a romance?
Who is she?
Who is she? There were definitely like plot twists that happened. I don't want to like spoil it if anyone's going to read it, because I do think like some people would love this book.
Okay.
It was young adult. Like it was YA for sure. Mm-hmm. The main characters were like going into college. Mm-hmm. Like that's very young for what we typically read.
Definitely.
Some of the writing got a little cringe, but like I enjoyed the story.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's, I was all you can ask not for. Mad at it. It was smutty. Like there were some smut scenes.
You so wanted
like,
to pick it up.
Yeah. It was good. So if you're into romance, it's Say You Swear.
Okay, is that it for reading?
Yes.
Okay, so next we have eating. So I really struggle with eating because I'm like, what can I highlight that I ate over these last 2 weeks that we haven't done this.
Yes.
And the only thing that really stood out to me was when we went to Mr. Oso in New Orleans for the Girls Club event.
Oh.
They had like those delicious like empanadas.
Empanadas.
They were so good.
They also had that Brussels sprout salad.
Yep. Delicious. Obsessed. The queso was really, really good.
Honestly, and it was just like a 10 out of 10.
It was a 10 out of 10. And my favorite part was the churros that they passed around at the end.
And I almost didn't take one because I was like,
No, you I'm did so the glad right
y'all
thing.
Y'all told me to do that.
They were like warm, the perfect combination of warm and crispy. And they had like this delicious salty cinnamon on top.
Oh my God, bitch. Now so I like good. Want some.
No, I was thinking about them when I was writing
and now
these notes.
I won't be able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about them when I was writing the notes. I was like, how can I get this immediately?
Wow.
Really like good.
Such a good point.
So Mr. Oso in New Orleans was like really, really good take on like Mexican food. Also, we just had like an amazing time at the New Orleans Girls Club event there.
So much fun.
So much fun. They did such a good job. It was such a, like a vibe. The energy was great.
Such a good event.
Yeah. You know, when sometimes you leave a place or an event when you're around a lot of people and you're like, oh, that was okay. I just feel like a little drained.
Yeah.
A little anxious. I did not feel that way.
Me either.
I felt like energized.
Me too.
Good.
And I hung the whole time.
You did. And you were pregnant.
I was pregnant.
Not everyone knew.
And I was like, can you make me a little mocktail?
Just a little girl. Like,
and they put in like a cute cup and like really no one knew. It looked like a margarita.
Yeah. So. Would have never known.
No.
So great event once again by Kate and Laura.
10 out of 10 Girls Club event.
Yeah.
For
if
sure.
If y'all have not gone to one of these and you're like local to New Orleans, please go.
Yeah. Check out their April events.
Yes.
So they have the
Hemline.
Hemline. What's like the cute name they have for it?
So it's like the French Quarter Fest.
Yeah.
It's like a pre-party French Quarter Fest thing.
French Quarter Fest pre-party. Yeah.
Yeah. So the French Quarter Fest is happening. So they are doing like a pop-up event at Hemline, which we'll be at.
We'll be there.
Yeah. So please go. Like, we want to hang out and meet everybody. It's so much fun.
Tell us hi.
Such good vibes.
Not going to lie. Maybe not anymore now that my secret's out, but I've been like so shy.
Yeah.
I'm a shy girl.
Like a little.
But I want to be your friend. So.
No, me too. Like, and break I think this is something we also have to work on because when we were at the event, I was thinking a lot. We should go up to people. Like, we should go say, hello, hi, who are you? Like, what is your name? Where are you from?
Yeah,
like, we should start doing that.
We need to.
I know. It's just, like, a little scary. Like, I can't lie. It's a little scary.
It's an insecurity.
Because what if we go up to somebody and they're like, the fuck are you? Why are you talking to me? Like,
yeah, like, get out of my face.
I'll cry. But maybe not. Maybe I should be like,
I thought you said vocal fry. And
vocal
I was like,
fry.
Wait, I just said that.
No, I said I'll cry.
Oh, I'll cry, vocal fry. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But I think we should start doing that, going up to people.
And like, honestly, I think that's like a big purpose of the event too. So like,
me
we
too.
Need to embrace that.
Yeah. We need to grow up.
We just need to grow the F up
Do
and
it.
Go say hello to people.
Okay. What about you for eating?
Okay. I'm just going to like rattle off the list. Crawfish boil over spring break, which was pretty good. I'm not mad at it. I've been obsessed with Nerds jelly beans. They're delicious. I've just been eating a lot of oranges lately. And then I mentioned this earlier, but I went to a brunch at Commander's Palace.
Oh yeah.
And the vibes there were just like immaculate.
So they posted you on their Instagram and Matt was literally he must follow them and he was like, is that Amber? And I was like, wait, where? And he was like, Commander's Palace. They posted. They must have took like a video and you're like in it.
I know. I was like singing happy birthday. Like,
I'm famous.
Birthday to
they were like, look at this stunning, glowing woman. You must have been like radiating like pregnancy. They just didn't even know.
They didn't
just
even
like,
know. They were just like, look at her singing happy birthday.
So it was good food though? I've never been there.
It was really good. There, oh my gosh, let me get this right. Bread pudding souffle.
Mm.
You order your dessert so you can get the bread pudding souffle or a strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
And it takes like a decently long time to prep. So when you place your order, they'll ask you like, okay, and dessert, because they have to put it in that early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Some serious prepping going
on
right there.
I know. I was like, we have to go on a double date here.
Yes.
It's like such a vibe. I love Commander's Palace.
Good to know. I've never been. Did it look really nice?
Yeah. And they have like a sister cafe. Le Petit Bleu. And it's
like so tiny.
Espressos and like crepes. Just like girly.
Little cute things.
Like the crepes are for girls.
So I did have a thought when you said crawfish boil.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder what people who aren't from the South think about crawfish boils. Do they think it's abhorrent? Do they think it's appalling that we
boil
up the crawfish?
We rip their heads off.
Right. Actually suck the juice.
Suck the insides.
Right.
Well, the insides stay. We just suck the juice. Pardon. Suck the juice out.
Right. You like rip their legs apart, get every little tiny sliver of meat you can. I could definitely see how it could be a little shocking.
Describing it is actually kind of like.
Yeah. It sounds kind of nasty, huh?
You like rip those little legs off. Right. Rip.
But once you taste them, you'll never go back.
I know. And Tate and Josh. Tate's my brother, for those that don't know. I don't really mention him on the pod. But they put ravioli in the boil. And it's delicious. Like cheese, like just frozen ravioli. Cheese ravioli or like whatever the meats go in ravioli.
Yum.
And they plop them into the boil.
And it probably just like sucks up all the juices and flavors.
So good.
Ravioli, ravioli. Bring me the formioli. That sounds delicious. I never had that. You never know. You can. That's the thing about crawfish boils and pots. You could throw anything in that bitch.
Throw shit in.
People do random fruits, sausages, anything. They're like, let's just try this out. Throw whatever in there. Yeah, me too.
Kind of obsessed with like where we live right now.
Let's talk about that. I feel like we're having like a New Orleans like resurgence. Like I kind of forgot.
It's a renaissance.
I kind of forgot for a couple years that we lived here and I was just like, you know, casually living life, not appreciating it.
We live in New Orleans.
And now I'm like, wait a minute. We kind of live in a fabulous place. We need to like talk about it more.
Love it.
Me too.
I love it so much more now that I'm like not at Red Eye. And
yes.
No offense. Like it was a great time.
Great time at Red Eye. Great time at the Boot.
At the Boot.
You know.
Republic.
All those places in the city that we used to go to.
But there was just so much more.
Now I'm like, right, now we can enjoy like the beauty of like a brunch in the city. You know, the culture of it all.
The beauty in like a big oak tree.
Exactly.
Like.
With a jazz band lightly playing in the background. Like,
oh my gosh, music.
It's so casual down here. People like spend a lot of money to come stay down here. We've just been like taking it for granted this whole time. Like
walking around barefoot.
Yeah, disgusting. You know,
like no,
disgusting. We need. I appreciate that we're appreciating it more
for sure.
Yeah. Playing. Okay, I have a couple here.
Yeah.
First, I want to tell you about the Olivia Rodrigo concert because I never really got to tell you.
Oh my gosh!
So I was like so excited for this Olivia Rodrigo concert to happen, and
sorry guys.
Oh, it's okay.
Take That's meds.
Gorgeous alarm sound.
It was like, Zen. I have to keep the Zen.
Keep the Zen vibes. The Olivia Rodrigo concert at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans was so amazing. I brought my godchild, Adeline, and then I went with my nanny and her son. Stunning time. Love Olivia Rodrigo so much. I felt like it was, like, kind of fast.
Really?
Yeah, like,
Was it, like, 2 hours? Or
it was, like, less than...
What?
I felt like it was less than 2 hours. She just kind of sped through her discography. Mm-hmm. I think she's still, like, new at touring, so she didn't do, like, a lot of, like, I don't know.
Crowd interaction?
No, she didn't. Which I can see how sometimes that could be like too much too. Like sing the song, bitch. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
But she was just like one after the other. It went by so fast. But also when you're having fun, it goes by fast. But I did have this like weird experience throughout the concert that I wanted to tell you about. I had like a serious bout of like depersonalization. I don't know why this happened to me. But all of a sudden when I was there, I just like realized how many people I was around in the Smoothie King Center.
Oh, gosh.
And I started to like hyper fixate on it. Do you know what I mean? And I was looking around and it was like thousands of people. I started to think about how every single one of these people like has their own lives. Like,
oh my gosh, Colby. Like this huge like philosophical thought.
I was having a huge philosophical moment. Like the whole concert, I was battling, trying to stop thinking about it. It was taking over. Like I was like looking at myself from above, like a lot of the concert. Do you know what I mean?
An out-of-body experience.
I was having an out-of-body experience that I felt like I took away from my enjoyment of a little bit. Has that ever happened to anybody? Or has that ever happened to you when it's like, once I thought it, that was it.
Yeah.
I was in a different headspace. I was like, I was hyper aware that I was there, that I was like in this moment, that there were so many people around me.
It's almost like you were too...
excited?
In the moment.
I was too in the moment. I needed to zoom out, but I was like, because
like you want to be in the moment, like enjoy the concert and not think about like, oh, tomorrow I have work or this is due tomorrow morning. So like you want to be there and enjoy it. But it was almost like you were, I saw someone make a TikTok. This guy was like, I am so grounded and in the moment to where I can't enjoy stuff.
That's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt.
So I've been going on a ton of walks. Literally, it's just like I've been leaving my phone at the house and Josh and I have been going together.
That's probably saving your sanity while you're pregnant. That's so good for you.
So like we go on walks together, we take the dog with us and we just like talk about our day. Like it's actually such a beautiful thing.
I love that you leave your phone. I need to start doing that.
I do.
Because you'll literally be walking, scrolling on your phone and you're like, put the phone down.
I know. And it really is getting to a point, and that's why I leave it,
mm-hmm.
where it's like mindless. Like I don't even really, like I sit down on the couch on my phone or like I'm texting, close that out. I'm getting on Instagram. Why?
Why? And I will scroll for hours.
Hours.
And then I'll have to take a step back. And
it's like, not even podcast work. Like no. Part of it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to interact and like do the podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm back on my own, my personal page. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. It's a problem. I think it's a universal problem.
I just like don't want to have that problem. I want to have the self-control where I'm like, I'm not getting on my phone. Yes. It can be right here next to me. I'm not getting on it.
I think the walks that you're taking though is a really good step for doing that.
Yeah. Like, and you know what else? So this is just like side note,
mm-hmm.
like taking a shower. Now that I'm just like strictly taking showers,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no phone. I literally used to like, I think we've had this conversation before where I like can't do anything without content playing, mm-hmm. like a podcast or like
me too.
A TV show or a YouTube video. I would have it like propped up in the shower while I was washing my hair.
We need help. Same.
And it's like not okay. So I'm like, this is also Zen time. Like yeah. I have to disconnect. Like stop thinking about everything.
It's so important.
Take a shower.
Right.
So yeah, the no phone has been super helpful. And then something else that I did was, I guess it's considered playing, is I made my own charm necklace.
Oh yes.
I have it on right here.
I love
it. I also have my Rothschild.
So pretty.
Necklace on.
Love it.
I keep it on because it's just so stunning. But I saw, I think it was called Coastal Caviar. They make these like gorgeous charm necklaces. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to buy one. So I get on and they were like $200. And I'm like,
okay.
Is that what I want to spend $200 on right now?
Right.
Just because I'm like, I feel like charm bracelets, charm necklaces, like they come in and out of style.
That's I true. Feel. No, they definitely do.
So I was like, I wonder if I can make my own. So I went to Hobby Lobby and the Hob Lob had everything.
Don't they always?
So I just like made my own and I made my own for like $20. Okay. So my like simple, easy watches, the Santa Clarita Diet. We both have watched this, but I watched it again from season one. And I'm like, God, Drew Barrymore is she so good in this?
It's so funny.
It's just a funny show.
And it's like such a clever premise. Like, yes. I love that show. I need to rewatch.
Very good. I tried to watch the new Wonka with Timothy.
Please tell me about
Chalamet.
It.
Chalamet. Obviously, it's a musical. I'm not mad at that. I don't hate musicals.
Yeah, we need to talk about musicals.
But musicals just aren't serving like they used to.
They're not.
They're
Someone
not.
Someone needs to, a director, I don't know who, needs to like figure out the formula of what made Hairspray. What
oh
it was.
Oh my gosh.
Because where, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get that magic again. There's nothing.
And it's hard. I don't want to say we won't, but I don't know. Like, it was hard. I'm going to say it.
Say it. It's a safe space.
Timothy Chalamet just was not Wonka to me.
Yeah.
He was not a young Willy Wonka. He just, it wasn't it. And he was doing the quirky, like, he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. He really is a great actor.
But he's not Wonka for me.
Yeah, I could totally see that. My parents had it on one night and it did nothing for me. Like I wasn't invested. I didn't really care to watch, which I was surprised because I really do like, I'm a fan of Timothy Chalamet.
Right.
Like,
and I thought like the quirkiness, because I like quirky, I thought I was gonna love it. And I was just like, I can't.
You just weren't invested.
Quite take another second of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I turned that off. I started watching Priscilla.
Because
man is in it.
My man,
Jacob.
And how is he looking in that one?
Oh,
like unreal.
Pookie's looking fire.
Absolutely.
I fell asleep.
Oh,
but okay. Interesting.
You're excused. You're pregnant.
They have a big age difference too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Priscilla and Elvis.
Priscilla and Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis. Yeah. So that was kind of
like this recurring theme lately.
I know. And it's kind of like, wait, this has always been in our face.
Mm-hmm.
We were young.
Right.
Now that we're older, we're like, hold up. We're seeing this.
What is their age difference? Do you know?
Yeah. So in the movie, and I guess this is what it would be in real life too, when she started coming around to like his house parties, mm-hmm. she was a freshman in high school.
Wow.
And he was 24.
Whoa. That is cuckoo nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah. And like in the movie, he was like, you know, in his little Elvis voice, like, how old are you? That was not Elvis. But
I would have got by Elvis, bitch.
When I was a freshman. Was like,
Sir.
Like, you're at Elvis Presley's
house. How old do you want me to be?
You're at Elvis Presley's place with all his friends. Right. How old do you want me? And she was like, I'm a freshman.
Oh my
God. I'm like, whoa.
Excusez-moi.
You're a child. So then, of course, naturally, I had to go look up their real life ages because I just can't. Like, whenever I watch something, I'm like, how old are you in real life?
Yeah.
I need to know. Right. And they're like the same age. She's like 25.
So Jacob and the actress.
Yeah, in real life.
Sensual.
Right. In the real life.
In real life. She's very pretty, that actress, too.
Yes. I watched Betrayal on Hulu. Again, this falls in. You would love this show. So if you're into, like, domestic betrayal.
Yeah, thriller type vibes.
Yeah, so this is based on a true story. And I'll be quick with this summary because I know we have so much to talk about. Mm. But this woman and this guy, I can't remember their names, but they met in college and he was like the perfect guy. He was like on the film crew. He did like the news for the college, media, I guess you would say. Everyone loved him. His name was Spence. Everyone loved him. And the main girl, she and Spence like started dating. She brought him back home. Her parents loved him. Like, they interview the parents. It's like a documentary. Okay. And the parents are like, we would have wanted no one else for our daughter. This man was perfect. Well, the girl ended up breaking up with him when they went back to after like whatever break. And she was like, he graduated. He was a year older. So she was going into her senior year of college. And she was like, I really just feel like I want to explore who I am. Like, we've been together for however many years. Like, I think it's time for me. So they call it off. They move on to life. She actually got a job on Judge Judy, like media.
Okay.
So she moved to like LA and she was very successful, like behind the scenes in media. She also, or TV production, I guess you would say. She, what is the Dream House?
Barbie?
No.
Life in the Dream House?
What's the one where they used to remake houses?
Oh.
They did one down here before.
Yeah. It's a reality show?
Yeah, and like they pick a hopeful family and they like redo the outside of the house.
Yeah, I know.
And then
what
they
you're
move the
about.
Big board out the way and it's like a reveal. She was on that. She never got married. She didn't have any kids at this time. And Spence got married. He had kids. Like, they had two different lives.
Okay.
Well, he and the other wife they separated. Long story short, they found their way back to each other.
Okay.
And I think you're going to watch it and I don't want to tell you anymore.
I definitely am going to watch it. I watched a new movie, Anyone But You, with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, did you like it?
I liked it. I thought it was really cute. I like ordered it. I mean, I rented it on Apple TV, I think, for like $5.99. Because I was so curious about it. Because Claudia from The Toast said she hated it. So like, it was so cringy. It was the worst writing. It was definitely cringy. Like, it wasn't groundbreaking, but
it's
was
a romance.
Cute. It was like a rom-com.
Rom-com. I think that's why we're so like, everything's so cringy.
Yeah, because I'm just like, I just like don't care that much. But I like Sydney Sweeney a lot. Mm-hmm. So it was cute. I watched Mean Girls, the musical. I DNF'd it.
It was bad, wasn't it?
I literally couldn't like it.
It ruined your OG Mean Girls experience.
It honestly just made me appreciate Mean Girls even more. Mm. And like, Mean Girls will stand the test
Iconic.
Of time. Like, I actually rewatched Mean Girls recently with Matt. We just threw it on and I was like, this movie's even better now. Like, it was so ahead of its time. It was so amazing. Like,
it is.
I probably quote Mean Girls multiple times a week. I just did earlier. Sweatpants are all that fits me right now.
Right.
Like it's so good.
It's embedded into our brains.
It really is. So I'm sorry to say, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't finish it. I watched Queer Eye, the New Orleans season.
Oh, so good.
I started it because Laura told us about it on that episode. And I was like, wait, I'm kind of obsessed with New Orleans right now. Let me see. It is so fun to watch and see all these places. Like, oh, I know there. I went there.
Yeah.
So many like amazing people. This one guy, did you watch, his episode, the little guy who got in a car accident and he was in a wheelchair. His name was Speedy. So sweet. No. But he's like this little New Orleans guy.
This.
He's like 18. He got in a car accident with his mom and his aunt and they both passed away. He survived. So he was paralyzed.
That's awful.
So awful. Paralyzed from the legs down. He's in a wheelchair, living in New Orleans. Anyway, it was so heartfelt. So amazing. And then I watched this one show on Apple TV. It was random that I just picked. It was called Trying. Mm-hmm. It's about a couple who are trying to have kids. They end up adopting. It follows their story. And it's just like a really another heartfelt show. So if you're looking for one,
I was gonna say,
try that
maybe
one.
I'll watch that.
It's set in London. So like you get to hear all the accents. It's a really cute one. And that's it. Besides our big recap. Which
big
we'll
recaps.
To. Are you obsessed?
Unisom sleep tabs.
Mm.
I took one last night.
Wait, I've never tried that.
Oh my God.
I need him.
Did I slept for like 10 hours.
You need that.
I was like on my couch, like drooling. And Josh is like, babe, you want to get in bed? I'm like, where am I?
What's going on?
Where is it? Mm. It's like, my OB said I can take them. She wanted me to wait till I was like, you know, close to the second trimester.
Yeah.
So I just tried it. I was like,
oh, okay, go and buy that immediately. I've ever gotten.
Unisom yeah. sleep tabs.
Not to be like so annoying, because I used to fucking hate when people tell me like, just wait till baby gets here. Like, I know I'm going to be tired. It is true though.
Yeah.
Sleep. While
I'm
you
like
can.
Trying to hibernate.
Yeah, literally hibernate as much as you can. Because like when the baby comes, like you will not sleep.
Right.
Obviously you know that. Like, of
I'm
course.
Just like.
But I almost feel like pregnancy kind of prepares you to not sleep.
What are you obsessing about?
Speaking of Elf, I found this like dupe for, you know, the, is it the Dior lip oil? That like really yes. like high end one. Elf has one. Love it. It's great. It was like okay. $8. Go get it.
Okay.
It's like very glossy, perfect like cherry color.
And I like need a gloss.
Yeah.
I have something that I want to recommend. I highly recommend take a solo like girl's night to yourself
mm-hmm.
at home. I like to say rot. Josh says the word melt.
Ooh, I like his
term. I just want to melt.
Melt.
I'm like, okay, I kind of do like that.
I like that too.
But I actually did this. So I ordered a pizza. I literally like turned the lights out. I just had like the lights around my TV on, glowing.
I love that you have that, by the way. Like the LED lights behind okay. your TV.
I'm obsessed with that too.
I need to get
and
that.
And I thought I wouldn't want that, but mm-hmm. I'm so glad we did.
It's behind your TV?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it and creates like a very comfortable feeling.
It's just so comfy.
Yeah.
And like, I just watched TV and I was like, wait, I literally ordered a large pizza by myself and just like ate pizza and watched
like,
TV.
Wait, life's not so bad after all.
Like, this is actually so nice. Like really romanticized.
You're like, I kind of love my life. So
do it.
Love that.
It's so nice.
That's amazing.
Also like taking every moment I can right now.
Yeah, exactly. Not to be annoying, but
not to be annoying.
Enjoy it while you can.
Oh my gosh.
I'm recommending Bondi Sands Self Tanner. I'm obsessed.
That's a good one.
It's so good.
So good.
This is like, I've tried Liza Self Tanners, the Bondi Sands ones. You get it from Walmart. I mean, Walgreens. They probably have, actually, I don't think they sell it at Walmart. I've seen
think
it there.
They do.
Mm-mm. But Walgreens carries it. It's like $30. Which,
ultra dark.
Ultra dark.
Mm-hmm.
So that $30 hurts me, but
it does last a while though.
It does last a while. And then the tan itself is usually like a good solid week you get with it. That's a long time for a self tan.
And if you moisturize it, like you can get a nice.
For sure.
Maybe like 8 or 9 days.
Yeah. But self-tan is the bane of my existence. The bane of my existence.
It's rough.
You have to really like sit and prepare. Like this is going to be a terrible next hour. You have to go naked. You have to look at yourself in the mirror. Disgusting and pale. It's so sticky.
Oh
my You're gosh. Fighting for your life. I had the fan on. I'm like trying to dry it. You have to put your shirt on after. Try not to get it wet.
Ooh, oh, gosh.
Lay in bed like this, like a zombie. Hopefully just fall asleep so you don't mess up the tan. But that next morning when you wash it off.
It's like rainbows and butterflies, like, baby.
Wait a minute. I am happy.
A new bombshell has entered the villa.
Have you treated yourself to anything?
I did place a Shein order.
Oh, nice. I love a good Shein order.
I love it. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So I just like got some dresses. And
you ever just like sit there and you're like, what if I just order from Shein?
No, literally all the time. I'm like, let me go just like add to the cart.
What if I just fill the cart and then like, what if I just Klarna it? Oops. It's like $40 every 3 weeks.
I'm like, done.
We could handle that.
I can handle it. Ain't nothing I can't handle.
And then the $40 comes out at the end and you're like,
I really can't eat.
You're like, I really needed that.
No gas money.
I'm hungry.
So sad.
I love that for you though. Good Shein order.
Thank you. What about you?
So I treated myself to clothes as well. I got a dress from Hemline. You remember that dress
gosh,
I was telling you about?
Love it. Yeah.
So I wore it to the New Orleans Girls Club. I didn't technically treat myself to it. Matt bought it for me. What was it?
Wow.
Wowzer.
6 hours later. No, literally it's been an hour.
Oh my God. Well, we still have more to talk about. Bear with us.
Bear with us.
Are you starving? Like, are you okay?
No, like, literally, I'm like, I need a
Do you want to pause and eat? I actually don't have a snack, though.
No, let's just keep going.
Next time you have to eat dinner, you're pregnant. You have to eat dinner before.
And usually I'm so good at, like, eating multiple times a day.
Yeah. I'm never, like, that girl that just forgets to eat, like.
No, like, I'm one thing about me, like, I'm going to eat.
Which is the Quiet on Set documentary. So I have a quick little summary of it that I found. Yeah. So I'll just read it. Because, you know, once you watch something, it's been a couple, it's been a week or so since I've watched it. So here's just a refresher. This is the little summary. I got this one from an article I found on the website called The Guardian. So it says Nickelodeon dominated U.S. children's television at the start of the millennium with many of its most popular shows created and produced by one man, Dan Schneider. Awards came his way, along with personal stardom not usually afforded to children's TV showrunners. This meant he became untouchable. Since his departure from Nickelodeon in 2018, a steady drip of accusations about toxic working environments of Schneider Productions have painted him as a malicious and intimidating presence. The in plain sight moments in the series are clips from Nickelodeon shows, which under Schneider's reign repeatedly featured underage performers in bikinis or tight clothes, having jets of water or thin stripes of goo squirted into their faces. Just lots of like inappropriate things that kind of flew under the radar back then. Girls' bare feet were a disturbing reoccurring theme. And on one occasion, a 16-year-old Ariana Grande pretended to milk a potato with two hands. If there wasn't already a stack of documentaries showing this kind of thing on national television less than 25 years ago, we would be asking how on earth did this stuff be allowed to be broadcasted. So Quiet on Set works as a case study of power in the entertainment world and how businesses historically have been bad at safeguarding performers and have sometimes been appallingly bad at protecting its most vulnerable talent, the children. The darkest moments come later in the episode of the series, covering something worse than emotional abuse and creepy screen aesthetics for which Schneider was culpable. Speaking publicly for the first time, the actor Drake Bell describes how he was physically assaulted on a Nickelodeon set when he was only 15 by Brian Peck, who is a dialogue coach later imprisoned for sexual abuse of a minor. However, he did still go on to work on children's TV, even after being in prison for this.
Which is just like mind-blowing to
me. I think that was the craziest part of the documentary was when you find out that he was still hired.
Hired.
On The Sweet Life on Deck.
It's almost like I have so many thoughts that I can't even,
I know,
conceptualize them.
I know. And obviously watched Nickelodeon growing up was like Channel 30, 31. It's all we ever watched, Disney and Nick. It was like integral in our lives.
It was. I still quote from
Drake and Josh
in the Amanda Show. Like, yeah. I'm always like, knock, knock, who's there? I'm itching to have an iPad. Like, literally, like I say it all the time.
It was so good and iconic back then. It was life. Like Drake and Josh, Megan.
Yes.
Hug me, brother.
Megan. And it was like watching Quiet on Set and seeing like the clips that they showed of the show, watching it as an adult, I'm like, mm-hmm. You can see the pain in their eyes on the show.
Yeah, you can.
Like, especially Amanda Bynes too.
Amanda Bynes is such a really anomaly to me because, maybe anomaly is not the right word, but she's one who hits me the hardest because, like, do you see her TikToks now? And she's just,
I mean, she's
done.
They ruined her.
Yeah.
Drake Bell too. Like, his life, like, who knows what his life would have been like if he wouldn't have went through that trauma.
Right.
And I'm just like, his dad, like, my heart breaks for Drake Bell. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously. But my heart breaks so much for his dad because he wanted nothing more than to just protect him because he knew he mm-hmm. had that like parent's intuition. Like, he knew these were not good people, but he didn't want to like take away his son's dream.
Right. And things like, huge things were happening for Drake Bell at this time. Like, he was a huge star. Drake Bell was the it boy. Like,
yes,
I loved him. Everyone loved him. He was everything. He was so good. Drake and Josh, he was so musically like gifted and talented. So I know that was probably the hardest position to be in. Because like you said, he had that father's intuition. He knew that something was up with Brian Peck. Like, he was like, the way
he
looks at my son,
the way he's always around,
something ain't right. So
where's the mom? Like, I wish they would interview the mom. Yeah. Like, why would you let him sleep at that man's house?
No, I felt serious rage towards his mother. I'm sorry. No, you had one job.
Protect your son.
Protect your son. I don't want to hear that bullshit excuse. Oh, he said, it was so sad to even hear him like recount that, because he was like, my mom would just let me sleep at Brian's house because she was too tired to drive, or, you know, he manipulated, obviously, the mom in some way into thinking that he was a safe person to be around her son. But at the same time,
it's just not right.
No, you don't let your teenage son sleep at a grown man's house.
And it's like nothing about that is appropriate. Like, you
know, it's just not. And so, shame on the mom. Like, yeah, you literally had one job.
Yep.
And you failed. And I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Like,
yeah, like, this man has struggled for so long.
Yeah. So I definitely came up with this overarching like theme and idea, which this book Tampa that we read mm-hmm. brought me back to as well, that I honestly didn't really realize. My Dog Vanessa was the first book that I've ever read mm-hmm. that made me realize how much of an impact being from ages, I don't know, 10 to 18 even, what happens to you during those years, how much of an impact they can have on you. Those books and this documentary really like showed that to me, because you are so vulnerable at those ages. Like, there's so many yeah. parts of your brain that, and it's like just the truth of science, that aren't developed.
Right.
That your decision-making skills are not there. You're not logical. You will, like, and like what you learn at that age follows you forever and like warps into what you think is normal and what you think is okay.
Yeah. And then you're an adult and you start to recognize that
it's wasn't normal.
Unhealthy behavior and mm-hmm. like that's actually not supposed to happen to you.
Right.
So again, you try to heal and it almost, I don't want to say affects you more in adulthood, but it affects you differently.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And you could see that in Drake. Like, now he's an adult and he realizes the severity of him being sexually assaulted at that age by someone who completely like maneuvered his way into his life, completely tore up his family dynamics.
And knew what he was doing.
Knew what he was doing, how unprotected Drake was. It wasn't until the girlfriend's mom pulled him aside and was like, something's not right. This grown man should not be calling your phone.
Which,
blowing up your phone.
That was wild.
That was crazy. Thank like, God for the girlfriend's mom.
He was being crazy.
Mom. Yeah, like obsessed with him. Yeah. He was obsessed. So Brian Peck, like, count your days. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
And like, Dan Schneider, don't think you're safe from this.
Dan Schneider, you're on my list. Did you see that like little shitty interview he tried to do yes. afterwards? It was like, no one cares what you have to say.
No, like, no.
Yeah.
Just stop. Give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out and live out the rest of your days. Like,
seriously. And a lot of people are, I will admit, I even was like, where's Josh Peck? Like, what's going on? Why aren't you speaking out? But the more I like thought about it, I was like, it's not anybody's place to decide who should say what, who should speak out for what. You know, they all experience things that we'll never understand.
I agree with that.
You know, we'll never understand any of it. We weren't there.
Yeah, no, there was like a second where I was like, come out mm-hmm. and like,
speak up for your friend
in light of Drake Bell. But you're right. I mean,
yeah, like I want to hear from Ariana Grande. Like, how do those videos of herself as a 16-year-old make her feel now?
She hasn't said anything.
But she hasn't said anything. And I mean, that's her choice. Like, maybe who knows how affected she might be from that. Looking back at yourself, 16, those videos were so sexual.
I know.
And God, that was on Nickelodeon, thing. Like a kid's show. And he was making her do the most sexual, disgusting things. Like,
those were
there.
Like, really?
Those shocked me.
Yeah, that was like really bad.
Laying there with like water and pouring all over her and like milking the potato. The sounds.
Like the moaning. I'm like, girl.
You were so young.
I think that like as a society, it's like, and I think even for us like growing up, like we're like forced to grow up so fast.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like.
Especially in today's
play
world.
Play with toys in middle school. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I understand you're like growing up and you're like, you don't want to play with toys, but like, it's like, go ride bikes.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Right. And especially in today's world with the social
you
media.
You have so long to like be grown and deal with like grown up things. And
yeah. And like,
I don't know.
The sad thing is you only realize that when you're grown.
Exactly.
Like, now we know. Now I wish my 15-year-old like, self would take that advice.
It's just so awful. Like being that young and taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And like those powerful people like using it to their advantage. Like, I'll make you famous. And like, that's what they wanted. They wanted to be
of
stars.
Course. And then, right. And then there, a lot of those child actors were supporting their families,
right.
Like actually financially supporting their families.
There's a lot of pressure. So of course, you know,
the one
you're young, like you can't make decisions. Like you don't know the impact.
You don't know the impact. And then, like I said, affects you going forward your whole life. Like you might think that type of sex or whatever he did that was very violent, because like they showed some of like the court things that was like extremely violent that happened to Drake, like you might think that that's normal growing up, and then you realize like no, that's not. But I was so young. There was one thing that really shocked me, the little girl Brandy's mom, when she's like, your boy, I forget his name, one of the producers or somebody who was on the show, grown man, like sent a nude to her, like actual child. She was younger than a teenager, this little girl. She was
little.
And she's like, the mom was like, I didn't call the police because no one would believe me, girl.
Yeah. And that same guy had like Ziploc bags with like, memorabilia. That's what she said.
Like of her
and like her daughter's underwear were in a Ziploc bag.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to not call the police. What are you doing?
What? No, literally. What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
I think that that was like, I
guess that's the quiet on set.
Right. That's the whole point of it, is all of these people who were quiet, all these people who should have.
Because if you weren't, you're out of here.
Exactly.
And good luck trying to have a career in Hollywood, because we'll ruin you.
Mm-hmm. And that was their fear. I'm sorry, when you have a child, like none of that matters.
Right.
I don't care. Like I said, you couldn't pay me $1 million. Like, and you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Disgusting.
Well, I just wonder like where was Brandy? Like, why didn't we get an interview from her? It was just her mom.
Her mom. And like, you should be embarrassed. Why would you come on here and admit to us that you didn't call the police when someone sent your daughter nudes? Like,
I know, a grown man.
Why would you like even say that? That's embarrassing for you. So that was a crazy, crazy documentary. I like justice for Drake Bell.
Justice for Drake Bell.
He is like, you have, I just our wish love. You have our love. I wish the best for him. I did take the time to look into those like allegations against him, because I was like, what really did happen? I want to know. And it really was, he says that this girl was a minor and she was like a huge fan. He like engaged in DMs with her. Nothing was ever sexual. They never like sexually touched or met. Once he realized her age, he cut off communication.
Who?
The girl that like accused him of sexual assault, because he was accused of sexual assault, Drake Bell.
Oh,
of, like,
really?
A minor. Yes.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
So he was like canceled a couple years ago, yes, because of this.
I do remember that. Wow.
Yeah. And he kind of talks about it in the documentary, but I watched a podcast of him talking about it, and I did research. You can go and like find the court like proceedings on YouTube. Like they're all there. You can see him actually like not being charged with this. Yeah. It was a lot of false allegations. He never sexually assaulted a little girl. She was like an obsessed fan. Once he stopped DMing her, which he may or may not have cheated on his wife by DMing her. Yeah. I don't know. That's not the point, though. There was no like child sexual abuse on his part. I think it was like a child endangerment charge he got for like responding to her. But
God, it's like he didn't know.
He didn't know. And
not
she lied.
Not that it's okay. I'm just saying.
And she lied, though. And this was all proven in court. Like 100% proven. She lied. She was like stalking him at his events after that and showing up. So he did not. Because a lot of people are like, why are y'all even taking off for him? He's following. He's not following in those footsteps. That's not true.
No.
So justice for him. I wish I would love to see like a Drake Bell like career renaissance.
Yeah.
I'd support
too.
I watched a couple of episodes of Drake and Josh too, just because let me just like remember how good it was. So good.
It was a really good show.
I loved it. The theme song, amazing.
I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way.
And I loved so their good. Room. Their room in that show was so iconic. Okay. I used to wish that I had that room.
Disney and Nickelodeon rooms really were like,
yes,
always the shit.
Yeah, they really were. I miss all that too.
No. And we just had no idea what was going on. We're just like, just got off of school.
Yeah.
Slime Time Live is over.
Right. Let me grab a snack, sit in front of the TV.
Damn. Disgusting. It really is disgusting.
Despicable. What is wrong with y'all?
All y'all
what
should be in jail.
What is wrong with y'all? Jail.
Jail.
Jail. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Okay.
What we got next?
On to better news, The Bachelor.
Oh, butterflies and rainbows.
Butterfly Central for The Bachelor. So Kelsey and Joey are engaged.
Woo!
Daisy and Kelsey share their empowering moment between two friends who just want the best for each other. We see Daisy realize that she's not the one, proving that a woman's intuition is almost always right. Jen is announced as the next Bachelorette. I feel like the season really made a 180 for The Bachelor and brought it back to life. Joey was seemingly the perfect Bachelor.
The most handsome bachelor in history.
The most handsome. I'll die. Two, the kindest.
The most genuine.
It doesn't get better than Joey.
No, he really is just like so great.
Kelsey, she did not fumble the bag.
She didn't fumble, but like she just seems equally as great.
She really does. You'd have to pry me off of Joey. Like literally a bodyguard would have to come and detach.
It's like you get lost in his eyes, though.
You get lost in his eyes. Kelsey,
we understand.
We get it. She's equally as great. She's so amazing.
They just make like this beautiful couple.
Shocking. It's shocking.
No, it's like, how could two good-looking people, that good-looking, like, oh my God, imagine their kids.
No, their engagement scene on the beach when she's in this beautiful white dress, her hair is literally a lion's mane flowing in the wind.
We were texting, we're like, okay, I'm crying.
It was so beautiful.
It was so good.
It was so heartfelt. I genuinely think that they're like a great couple.
They're
going
to last too.
Yes. Yes. I love them together. I love the season.
It was such a good season.
I'm so glad it brought like The Bachelor back. Well, I think The Golden Bachelor really.
Ooh. Oh, it put it back on the map.
It put it back.
I was like, I'm done with Bachelor.
And I think that was universal. So many people were. It was just like, The Golden Bachelor, Gary, he brought
Gary
and Teresa.
Gary
and Teresa.
Teresa. How do you feel about the next Bachelorette? Is it who you thought?
No.
Me either.
I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent right now. Yeah.
I do love that she's like the first
Asian
woman to be a Bachelorette.
Me too.
I think that's great.
I think that's awesome.
I just,
like, her vibes on stage weren't really doing it for me.
No, she was giving like super nervous.
Yeah, like I could never judge. I would be a freak.
Yeah,
like I would
same. Actually like break out in hives.
100%. Yeah.
But yeah, so, they're beautiful.
Love Joey and Kelsey. They're back in New Orleans. Love that. Obsessed with that.
Obsessed.
So congrats to them. Glad we watched The Bachelor.
We ship.
The Love is Blind finale was just like meh.
Can I be so honest?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm over it.
Me too. The Love is Blind finale, or no, the reunion. It actually ruined the show for me.
I was like,
I don't care about you people anymore. And like the two people I wanted to hear from the most, Jimmy and Chelsea, the two most like toxic and, you know, on and off throughout the season.
Correct.
Like they literally didn't speak at the reunion.
I know. And they didn't talk about any of the things. Like they didn't get asked any of the pressing questions like other people did.
Right. They went so hard on Jerami and Jerami. What was her name?
Sarah Ann. And I'm just like, I'm over them too.
Yeah. Sarah Ann.
And then how'd you feel about them like asking the old season?
Like I couldn't
people.
Care less.
I don't care.
Nobody cares. I get it. Like if I was a has-been, I'd be there too.
Yeah. But
I don't care.
I know. I'm just like, yawn.
Giannina was literally from season one. I don't care.
No. I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I felt the same exact way.
But I did want more from Jimmy and Chelsea. I agree with that. And I'm just like, I really like Clay and Amber's story. Mm-hmm. I just was not interested. Honestly, I could care less about Jeremy and Sarah Ann. Y'all deserve each other. I don't care.
Didn't care about Johnny and Amy anymore. Like,
no,
snooze
gosh.
Fest. It was crazy.
We get it. You're madly in love.
Right. But
we love that for you.
Boring.
Move on.
It's crazy because the season had such a high momentum. But
I wanted more from Brittany and
Yeah, what was that about? Kenneth? Yeah. Yeah. I just felt like the things that I wanted to know, we didn't get, and that was such a bummer. So,
yeah.
But I will be watching
the next
season.
They went hard on Trevor.
That was wrong.
I'm just like, okay.
That made me so uncomfortable.
Like,
we don't need to crucify this man and, like.
Like, he literally is, like, has no words.
Right. Stop. Guys, have you been seeing all the New York City girls getting punched on the street? Randomly?
Oh, my God. I saw one girl talking about it.
So there's like five different videos of these girls just getting punched on the street.
Wait,
by
there's
random
video
men.
Of them getting punched?
No, but there's videos of the aftermath.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a video of like a girl talking about it. Like she had like a
full whelp on her
head.
Yes. Yeah, so I saw like five videos after that. So it's like this one man just going around like.
It's the same man?
I don't know. If
just
it's like
punching
maybe
girls?
They have like a little like team.
Why?
What was the reason? Can you imagine you're just walking down the street, get clocked in the face? By a man?
I wouldn't let up.
Fight me.
I would
Please.
Literally
I've
be like.
I've been dying to fight.
I would like.
I
go to jail.
Wish you would. I wish you would.
I wish a bitch would.
I really wish. I want to go to
Actually,
New York.
Actually, wait. Don't do it right now.
Right. Not while she's pregnant.
Don't do it right now, but like.
But when she's not pregnant, it's
but
over.
But when I'm not.
It's over for you, O's.
It's over.
I
just think that's wild.
No, it is wild. Like, stay safe out there. I did get punched in the face by a man one time.
Colby.
It was that red eye.
If you were going to say that.
Yeah, it was that red eye. And you know, it's like
when the drink starts.
When the drink starts tasting like.
She didn't say excuse me.
I mean, she could have said excuse me.
Yeah.
That's probably the energy I brought. And her boyfriend was just straight up like.
Also, but like, what a poos.
What a poos. Like.
Like, you don't hit women.
Come on. That's disgusting. He's probably in jail now.
I was going to say, where is he now?
Right. See, if he just hitting like little girls in the. No, I was on as in Bourbon Heat. You're just hitting like little girls in Bourbon Heat square in the fucking face. Like, I literally had a black eye. I was like, you're not even punched in the face. Like,
you're not even 5 foot.
I know. He just literally clocked me in the face.
Fight someone to your own size.
Right. I was like, did y'all just see that?
Or like no one saw. Let your girlfriend do it.
Yeah. Right. She could speak for herself.
She can speak for herself. She didn't want to do it before.
Right. She could have said, excuse me. Okay, wait. I think that was
so
it.
Funny.
I think
wait,
that was it.
This was so fun.
I know.
We can't go this long in between ever again.
Because there's too much to say.
Too much.
Y'all, you have to read the next book, The Drowning Woman.
Please read that book.
Robin Harding. That's Robin the author's
Harding,
name.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Really, really good book. Like, I loved it.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was one that I would absolutely recommend. So,
yeah, I gave it a 5-star.
Me too.
Review.
Thoroughly enjoyed my time with it. Just need to finish the summary and then we'll be back.
Yeah,
for
we'll be back.
An episode. Shameless plug again to go leave a review.
Please leave us a review.
I think that we're starting to reach our people and like we're realizing that that's what yes. gets us there. So, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Just say hello.
Yeah.
Give a 5-star.
Be kind, you know?
Yeah, be nice. It only takes literally 2 seconds. Stop what you're doing. Like, quickly just go leave a review. That's all you have to do.
We love it.
We love it. Stay tuned for our big things. Amber's pregnant. All right. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Bye.